Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Van Noy met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's game in Arizona.
Hello, everyone.
So what do you think has made this adjustment? It seems like there has been no transition for you into this defense. Why do you think that it's been such a great transition for you?
I think it'll start from me when I wasn't on a team. It started then when I was working out by myself in my backyard with my son watching and putting in the work when nobody was watching, and then just being ready for that opportunity when it came. And the Ravens happen to be the team, and it's been a great marriage so far. And, you know, just trying to be the best teammate and the best pro I can be. And my coaches have done a great job of putting me in places to succeed. And then that tied into with my work ethic in the off season and when no one was looking has set the tone.
Is there something about the culture in the locker room that makes it easy to just come in and for everyone to lift each other up to do so well this year?
Yeah, the culture has been set, I think, before any of the players that are here now. That's been set a long time ago, especially on defense with the standard. So me coming in and not only having a high standard for myself, but a standard that's already been set, it's been pretty kind of easy to jump in because it's like they've done something well for multiple years, like decades now. So for me, it's just kind of being the best pro I can be, play hard, and make plays. And I've done that my whole career, and just trying to continue to do that for the Ravens and for my teammates.
I imagine you must have thought that coming in you knew what you were getting into. Like I said, you had that idea that's been here for decades defensively at standard, but it seems like it's been even better. Is it even better than what you thought as far as being even easier than maybe what you thought it might be from when you got here?
I think playing the NFL is never easy. but if we're making it look easy, I guess that's good. I mean, it goes back to the work ethic that goes out on the practice facility and how guys take care of their bodies and how they approach the game and the coaches and the game plan. So it's all tied in hand, and we've been doing a really good job, and we only need to increase that urgency and continue to build on what we have. Wow, that's impressive. Sorry. Thank you for all the questions. Sorry. Yeah. That shit was crazy.
You played on teams with a lot of great quarterbacks. I know you haven't been here for long, but how would you describe the level that Lamar's playing at right now?
You got to say it. He's playing at an MVP level. And, you know, I think they take a lot of pride in protecting Lamar and just how Lamar approaches the game. It starts at practice for him, and the way he holds himself to a high standard, and then everybody else wants to be at that standard as well. He makes practices competitive, and it's really fun to be on the opposite side talking trash against him and competing with him and just trying to make each other better. But it's been awesome to see what he's doing on Sundays right now, and it's a testament to who he is as a person and a player. He's really taken the quarterback into that next level that everybody wants to see, and I think he knows he can even bring another level. Just the way he is as a person and as a player, you know, he knows there's another level, and I'm excited to sit and watch that next level too and not have to go against it. Say that one more time, sorry. I mean, I can't really compare it because every offense is different. And when you have a quarterback like that, he's one of one. I don't think there hasn't been many like him ever to play the game. So it's hard to compare it. It's just, you know, what he's doing and how he's progressed in his passing game approach is been really, really awesome to see and awesome for him to grow. He's always known he's had that, and I think it's awesome to see it on display.
Kyle, you were talking about the motivation it took to kind of keep working out when nobody's walking in your backyard. With your son, who I'm sure is a great coach.
Yeah.
What keeps that fire burning at that time when no one's calling and you're just working out on your own?
That's a good question. Honestly, I think it's just me as who I am. I haven't been satisfied all the way. There's been some seasons that have gone well, some seasons that have been not so well for me. And I just feel like I have a lot more in the tank. I feel like I'm in my prime. I know this is a, what everyone says, a young man's league, but I believe it's also an experienced man league. I fall in line in that experienced, and I hope to continue to develop as a player and help my teammates and then just win games. I mean, that's one thing about me is I win games. I win more than I lose, and I hope to continue that streak.
Kyle, John was saying he was very impressed with you as a player when you were on the other teams that when they faced them. What do you remember of him, or what was your impression of him as a coach then? And who in this building maybe did you talk to leading up to your signing here?
Yeah, thanks, John. You guys can laugh. It's okay. I think what stood out to me the most was the power and just empowering his players. You know, one thing that goes back to me is a fourth down call. I don't remember what game, but Lamar's like, we're going for it. And he trusted Lamar, and Lamar ended up picking that up. And that's something that I've always admired is he trusts his players. He trusts the heartbeat of the team, and he really knows how to push guys exactly at the right moment. So I've always admired that. And just him and his personality, I mean, he is excited every day about football, and I love football. And so if you love football, you love that attitude of somebody that wakes up and eats, breathes, sleeps football. It's exciting, and it's fun to be around.
Kyle, for Kyle, please.
You've played for a number of great defensive coaches over the course of your career. What stands out about Mike McDonald and maybe this defense that is a little more unique, a little more special?
His attitude to never be satisfied, but at the same time giving credit when it's due. And I say that, like, you know, sometimes things happen, right? And he takes ownership if it's him, and then he gives it, like, you need to take ownership in this. So just his way of pushing players to be better. Just his attitude and approach to the game. He really loves football, and he really loves his players, man. That's something I've noticed. He may not show it with his stoic face on the sideline during a game, but really deep inside, he's really rooting for all the guys to play well. And I think he does a really good job with the staff, too. He empowers this staff to really be themselves, really communicate well with the players, and get on the same page. Awesome. Thanks, guys.